I can't call the name of the thing.
Well, let me ask you some of these words and see if you call any of them a dragonfly, a snake doctor, a darning needle, a mosquito hawk.
That's what we call them, mosquito hawks. You know, when you go to fishing, mm-hmm. they light on the end of your pole. We call them mosquito hawks.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say it doesn't sting?
Date dauber.
And what do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Nigger toes.
I never heard them called that.
Brazil nuts.
Okay, but those that grow right around here. Jimmy Carter.
Peanuts.
Okay, do you have any other words for them?
Goobas.
Okay, any others?
Ground peas.
That's right, ground peas, peanuts, and goobas.
Yeah, if I'd heard ground peas, I'd probably thought that was something you cook in the pot, you know. That's peanuts too?
Yes.
Okay, and if a boy is similar to his father, you know, if you look at the boy and see his father's face, you would say he is
the image of his daddy.
Okay. Or what other ways could you say that? He really does
looks
like
his daddy.
Okay. But what about if his behavior is like his father? Say if both of them get mad very easily, or if both of them are very quiet, you might say, what would you say?
That way he's just like his old daddy. That's what
he's okay. Very good. What do you call a woman who helps at birth? You mentioned it to him before.
Midwife.
Okay. Are there any around here nowadays?
I don't think it's a one, is it, Bear? I can't.
I don't think it's
a one.
She's dead.
Yeah, but do some people still use her? Does she still help for the baby sometimes?
Yeah, they use her sometimes, but they're about to cut it out.
Now, over in Terrell County, they have some over there.
Is that right?
I saw in the paper here some time back that
something about they were licensing them again.
Yes, ma'am. They're encouraging people. They said babies and the mothers was healthier.
Yes.
I had more attention.
I have a friend who's a nurse, and she says this is coming back.
The old lady with parole, she comes to sometime is Miss Emma Galloway.
I don't know.
Well, it's gotten to be, to have a baby in a hospital is such an expensive thing.
That's right. Well, they say it's coming back, and they're encouraging. It's coming back.
Okay, and if a person comes to the country from the city, behind his back, people might say, he's just
drifter.
But if he tries to act like a big city person, you might say he's
city dude.
Okay. Any other word for that?
Okay.
All right. And if a country person goes to town, what might the city people call him?
Country boy. He can take the country. Why that thing? Go. He can take the
boy out of the country.
But you can't take the country out the boy.
Right. Okay, any other words that you could think of that if somebody came, say, from the mountains or somewhere around here, somewhere, and he acted like he'd never been out with people before, can you think of any words that you'd use?
Well, we always, people from around the mountain, we call them old mountaineers and mountain folks.
Okay, what about if he were out of the Okefenokee down there or something? Would you have another word for him?
I don't know of anything. There's a substitute for that.
Okay.
This is strangers lately.
Okay. And if you're talking to somebody and you're trying to describe somebody to them, another person that they don't know, and you want to say it's a member of your own race, you would say he's a
Negro.
Black. To,
okay. That's what they said now, but
right. When you were a child, you were taught to say
Negro.
Nice people said
Negro
or
colored folks.
Okay. If you're talking to her and you're